M2. Tight beam M2, TRA at N4.28.987.2. X eccentric, shoot them later. OLSV, serious callers only. I still say it was somehow a test, an emissary. We were tried and found wanting. It encountered the worst of what we can be, and took itself off again. Probably in disappointments, possibly in disgust. The affront were too disagreeable, the Elench were too eager, we too hesitant. Our slow gathering of supposedly wise ones about its vicinity might have proved to be a perfectly reasonable course of action, and led to who knows what exchanges, tradings, and dialogues. But the entity found itself surrounded by all the trappings of war, and may even have understood the manner in which its appearance had been used as part of a plot to entrap the affronts, so that they could be laid low and have a cultured peace imposed upon them. It judged us unworthy of intercourse with those it represented, and so abandoned us to our miserable fate. Those noxious simpletons who made up the conspiracy should be cursed for evermore. They may have cost us more than even we can imagine. The displays of contrition and programs of good works that have been undertaken, even the suicides, cannot begin to make amends for what we have lost. How is said at this time of year? Do the islands still float? Tight beam M2TRA at N4.28.988.5. XLSV serious callers only. Oh, eccentric, shoot them later. My dear friend, we do not know what the accession offered or threatened. We know it was able to manipulate the energy grid in ways we can only speculate upon. But what if that was the only form of defense it was able to offer to something like the sleeper service? For all we know, it was an invasionary beachhead, which left us because it was met with forces which it estimated presaged resistance on a scale which would prove too expensive. I admit this is unlikely, but I offer it as a balancing possibility in the hope of righting the list of your pessimism. At any rate, we are arguably better off than before. A conspiracy has been uncovered. Any other zealots thinking of indulging in similar pranks will have been roundly discouraged. And even the affront are behaving a little better, having realized how close they came to being taught such a severe and salutary lesson. The war itself never really got going. There was little loss of life, and affronter reparations for the mischief they did create will serve as a minor but nagging reminder of the liabilities which follow on such aggression for some considerable time to come. The implicit lesson of the sleeper services effectively instantly produced war machine will similarly not have been lost on any other species who might also have been planning affronter-like adventures, I suspect. As to the chance we may have missed, well, call me an old bore if you will, but who knows what changes might have attended a meaningful dialogue with whatever the accession represented. If it represented anything other than itself. Again, we can only speculate. In all this, the seeming indifference of the elder civilizations still strikes me as one of the most puzzling aspects of the affair. Were they really just indifferent? Did the accession have nothing to teach those who have sublimed? There is much here still to be answered, though I suspect the wait could be long, even infinitely so. Well, the debate will doubtless continue for a long time to come. I confess I am finding the fame and even adulation that has befallen us somewhat tiring. I'm considering a retreat. After I finished going round, apologizing to those who were involved without their knowledge in this. Sedan is beautiful in winter, visual file enclosed. As you see, the islands float on, even in the ice. Gnarhofern's uncle Tish sends his regards and has forgiven us.